And then there's a place over the fireplace where the clock is and pictures and things. You call that the what? Okay. Do you have any special word for that big piece of wood that is the main piece of wood in the fireplace? Do we call it back log or anything like that? Or just log?
Log, I guess.
And in the chimney you get black stuff all over it. It's called...
Soot.
And when the fire burns down you have to carry out the... And I'm sitting in a... And chairs and tables and bureaus and couches and things. These are all pieces of...
Furniture.
You ever call them house fixings? Fixings or anything like that?
Fixtures, maybe.
Fixture, would that be furniture?
Be more like,
well, like that thing.
Right, I think.
Yeah, that's what we would say, too. What is this? Or better yet, what's that one in there?
The one Davenport.
You ever hear him talk about another name for that?
Sofa.
Would you call that an old word for that, or a new word, or all about same?
Old word, I guess.
Okay.
Couch.
A couch, old too. Did you ever hear him talk about a lounge?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Lounge would be more old, I think.
Be what?
That'd be more old, I think.
Old. Yeah, you're right. There's something on a roller there you pull down to keep the sun out.
Under shade.
And did you ever have a closet, a clothes closet, that you can move around, it's portable? In other words, you can move it from one room to another, a place to hang clothes. Have a word for that.
Wardrobe.
And above the, some houses above the second floor, there's a place you
can... Attic?
Do you remember any old words for that, or is attic been the one that you can remember always? You ever call it anything else? Is it called a garret?
Yeah, garret.
Garret would be an old word for it. Your parents maybe, or somebody would use it. Now, you ever have a summer kitchen?
No, not since I live in this house.
But that's in your dialect, apparently, an old word. You haven't had one, but there are such things. Okay, and did you ever have a place off right next to the kitchen where you kept supplies and things? They called it something?
Pantry?
Yeah. Would that be in your dialect? Would you be used to using that word, pantry?
Yeah, yeah.
Old word, maybe? You ever call it buttery?
Yeah.
That's even older? Okay. Now, a place where you...
In the old house, we had a pantry and a buttery foot thing.
Sure, okay.
We forgot in this house, we have a cupboard.
All right, now, whenever I ask something, I'd appreciate if you can, if you think of an old way of saying it, to tell me that, even though you don't use it today. Tell me which is which. That would be very helpful. Now, there's a place, a thing that you use to keep your shirts and socks and things like that in. Has drawers. What do you call that piece of furniture?
Bureau. Dresser.
The same thing? The same?
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty much the same. Right, one of the things that a wife does is to sort of keep things in order. What's the word for that? She goes around and say, would you say tidies up or cleans up, or what would be most natural? Right?
Cleans up, I guess.
You ever say reds up? She reds up the house. That's one of my Ohio words. Kind of southern. Now, a thing you use to clean the floor is a long handle and
mop.
Or has straw on the end, you sweep it.